time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio. Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but caution, you may gain weight just by listening.
恭喜发大财，财源滚滚来，大家一起来，张灯又结彩。不要再发呆，努力是现在，趁着好年代，发奋才应该。富贵花朵谢又开，冬去春回又一载，新春佳节已到来，人人见面笑开怀。
I can speak Chinese.
You can? Since when?
Since just now. Fortune cookie.
Okay.
Almond cookie.
Yeah, okay. All right. This segment is called A Dragon in a Garden.
And you wonder why. Oh, no. No. This is not Godzilla. This is a dragon.
That's a big dragon.
Not today. I'm too tired to hear it.
Oh.
One weekend, Jim and I found ourselves discussing at great length where to go for dinner that Saturday night. During this discussion, we do have that a lot.
Yeah, we do discuss a
we
lot.
We don't argue.
No. We discuss.
Things. Yes. I did tell him several times where he could go.
Uh-huh.
And it sure wasn't a restaurant.
You know, that's just mean.
I know. Since we took so long to decide, we found ourselves without dinner reservations for a Saturday night. So now we have a dilemma. Because Saturday night, restaurants need reservations. They're always booked up.
And it was actually a conundrum.
Yes, a conundrum. Very good.
That's my word for the day.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
And that was our obstacle number one for the evening. Okay, we called a truce and we decided to try a Chinese restaurant since everyone knows you don't need reservations there.
No, you really don't.
You don't. You can usually walk right in, sit right down.
Okay. They should make a song about that.
They should, shouldn't they?
Good idea. Nancy puts everything on her iPad, including our lengthy restaurants to review list.
You betcha.
We got a lot of them.
We do. We put everybody on the fast track.
After scrolling through many pages, she found a Plum Garden restaurant in McHenry.
Mm-hmm. And when we arrived in downtown McHenry, since there is only street parking over there, we played that fun game that we always do when we go into a little town like that. We constantly drive around the block and hope to see backup lights.
I know.
A woman had the nerve, I mean, really, I could not believe it, to stand in a parking spot while waiting for her husband to drive around to get it.
That's actually not the smartest thing to do.
No, because Nancy was hungry, and I was getting really hangry, and I told you to just pull in. She'll probably move.
Probably was a definitive, yeah.
I really didn't care. I figured, run her down. I don't care.
Probably was a definitive word.
But lucky for her, the spot right next to her opened up, and that was the second obstacle that we had to conquer that evening.
So it was, not knowing where to go, discussing. Then we had parking.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough being a food critic.
People think it's so easy.
I know. People don't realize it.
No. I mean, just the parking alone.
I know. Wah, for us. I know.
And then, wait, it gets better.
It gets better.
We got obstacle number three to get through.
If it's not one thing, it's another.
Exactly. No.
Because this restaurant is in an older building, it is not handicap accessible. And we found ourselves inside with a 25-minute wait for a table. Obstacle number three. So much for our no reservation required idea. Who would have thunk it? I never would have expected
it. I wouldn't have. It's a Chinese restaurant. People who go there, they usually take out. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
This restaurant occupies two storefronts and is really decorated nicely with several neon dragons on the wall. Don't do that to me. You scared me. Oh, okay. No more Godzilla. It isn't a dragon. Pete's dragon is a dragon.
Oh, I should have got one of those sounds.
He was a nice little guy. He just had a little fire coming out of his nose when he got upset.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Exactly. Well, there were several neon, don't touch it, dragons on the walls that coincides with some of the names on the menu.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
To get a taste of the restaurant, we decided to try the Love Boat Sampler, $13.99.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, they used to be called a poo-poo platter.
But they don't want to call that anymore.
I can't imagine why.
So we got the poo-poo platter.
This platter had two egg rolls, two crab rangoons, four wontons, and four slices of barbecue pork. It was supposed to be a pork skewer, but somehow they gave us barbecue pork.
Exactly.
That's all right. They tout the fact that their egg rolls won the Best Egg Roll Award for 2014 to 2017. Although they were huge, they really didn't float our boat, you know?
No. Everyone's I've had better.
Yeah, everyone's taste is different, but, you know.
Well, Jim, what can we say? I mean, we like other ones better.
Exactly.
Jim spotted an old favorite of his, the Mongolian beef, $13.99 for a small order, which is one of the chef's picks. This was hand-sliced Angus beef stir-fried with white onions, red peppers, and pea pods in a homemade spicy Mongolian barbecue sauce. All entrees come with steamed rice. For a 99-cent upcharge, you can get either plain fried rice or pan-fried noodles. Jim chose the pan-fried noodles, and the waiter suggested cooking them in a garlic sauce. Another $1 upcharge that we saw on our bill later.
Yeah, you know, he neglected to say that when he offered it. And I mean, seriously, a buck for just putting some garlic in there?
I know.
Really?
I know. Mm. Well, I would have paid it.
Well, yeah, you.
Me,
yeah,
you know. Yeah. But you decided to get the noodles because it goes better with your dinner, so I let you have it. And then when they said garlic, I'm like, how can you do that to me? Oh, well. The beef was the best he's ever had in a Chinese restaurant, and I do have to agree with it.
The beef was very good.
It was awesome.
Yes, they sliced it.
Real thin.
A lot of times Chinese places lately have a habit of making it like in big chunks.
I know.
They're getting lazy. This was sliced really nice and thin. It was tender.
Tender and tasty.
It was really good.
And the noodles had enough garlic to satisfy even me. I loved them.
Which means that they had too much garlic for the rest of the planet.
No.
They were garlicky, let me tell you.
They were good. But I didn't get much of them because you didn't share. I only got a taste. That's all I got.
It was my meal. Back off.
Ooh, I'll remember that when I give you doggy bags.
Oh, that's right. Okay, never mind. Forget I said that.
You get doggy bags from me all the time.
I do. Yes, thank you.
Half of the week in the beginning, you have doggy bags.
Well, Nancy felt hot and spicy tonight.
I did.
Which she is. She's a hot and spicy grandma.
Whatever.
So she went with the Kung Pao chicken, $11.99 for a small order. And she chose as her side the plain fried rice. Now, when it says plain, that's exactly what it was. Just rice and soy sauce for flavor, and they fried it.
Yep. You know. If I would have known, yeah, I would have gotten the noodles, but I wanted to get the fried rice so we could give our, you know, listeners, yeah, a difference. You know, you got the noodles.
Right,
I get the rice, and we can talk about it. But, oh, boy, was I stupid.
Normally, fried rice has, you know, an egg that they cook in there.
Well, maybe, that's what fried
probably
rice
some
is.
Peas or something, or some they sprouts some, or some, yeah, stuff. No, this was rice. It says plain fried rice. It was.
It was, well, plain, I thought they're not going to put chicken or pork or shrimp in it, you know?
You would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, now I learned my lesson the hard way. I got stuck with it.
Well, our advice is save the 99 cents and stick with the steamed rice. Mm-hmm. You really can't tell the difference.
You can't. Yeah. You really can't.
Her dish was tasty, and she liked the way her chicken was thinly sliced, and they weren't chintzy with the peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Kung Pao needs peanuts.
You got to have peanuts.
And sometimes when you get Kung Pao, you only get a couple peanuts.
Yeah.
This was good. This had a lot of peanuts, and I liked the way they thinly sliced their meats. It makes it taste better.
Yes, it does.
To plum it all up.
Hold on.
There were a lot of things that we liked about this restaurant and other things not so much. A nice touch at the end of our meal were the two almond cookies with the usually two fortune cookies that you always get.
I do like those almond cookies.
I love those almond cookies.
They're good. Their price for our night of obstacles was $52.60.
Ah, so.
Okay.
There's my other Chinese word.
You're learning Chinese.
I'm learning Chinese a lot. So, my love, what's your take?
I am so glad you asked. I love the beef, but I wish they didn't thicken the sauce so much.
It really was thickened. I can't handle cornstarch, and boy, was that thickened.
It was really tasty, but it was a little bit much. A little bit much. What's your take, Toots?
I like the sliced chicken, not chunks, which made my entree that made it tasty. Yes, otherwise, it was just Kung Pao.
Give them the particulars, poopsie.
I'm going to irritate you. Plum Garden Restaurant. 3917 West Main Street, McHenry, 60050. Phone number is 815-385-1530. I suggest you write that down and use it for a Saturday night, because you don't go there without a reservation unless you want to sit there for a good half hour waiting.
That's true.
Yeah. And the website is www.plumgardenrestaurant.com. The directions, you take Route 47 North to Route 176 East, to Walk Up Road North, to Bull Valley Road East, to Route 31, and left on Main Street. The travel time was an estimated 35 minutes, unless you get it light. Then it'll make it 36.
And unless there's someone standing in your parking spot, they're going to drive around for another 2 hours.
I say hit her.
She'll probably move.
Well, she has no other choice. She'll be flattened like a pancake. I was ready for her. Let me tell you, I was getting hangry. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRU-LP. We put you in WHRU.
Absolutely.
And so, my love.
Yes.
Did we get any letters this week?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Let me see.
Okay.
Hey, here's a little letter. I've been waiting for this.
And we have been waiting for letters, patiently.
We have.
We got a letter from our buddy Annie.
We're not at a loss for letters lately.
No.
I haven't heard the crickets.
You know what? We haven't really got any really super complaint letters.
I know. I miss those.
I used to love those.
Me too. I love to harass those people.
Yeah, you know, because then we make fun of it on the air and it kills half our show.
Exactly.
So I guess we're not,
we're getting too good.
Yeah, we're not irritating enough.
Oh, well, I'll make sure I can irritate. I mean, if I can irritate you, I can irritate anybody.
No argument there.
Okay. Shut up.
Anyway,
we
got a letter from Annie, and she told us about, now I'm going to pronounce this very slowly.
Okay.
Mother Cluckers in Palatine. I didn't name the restaurant, so don't yell at me. Don't write me. And it's supposed to be good, like a breakfast place and lunch place.
Not a breakfast place.
Oh, a chicken place.
It was for roasted chicken,
That's
she said.
Right.
And she said also that the ribs were supposed to be good, too. Her son went.
Hence the Clucker name, the chicken.
For the chicken, not the ribs.
Ah.
Unless you like chicken ribs.
Do chickens have ribs?
Yes, on the breastbone.
They have ribs?
Doesn't it come with rib meat? Yeah.
I never saw those.
I think so.
Right.
You're used to the boneless chicken breasts lately. You're not used to the bones in anymore.
Well, write to us and tell us if you've ever eaten chicken ribs. Okay. Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
And here's our little Jimmy sitting in the studio waiting to be a real smarty pants.
Yes, I am Mr. Know-It-All.
Yeah, let's see what you know.
I know all.
You do?
I know all, yes. And no,
I don't think so.
Wrong you are, assistant.
This is not Mystical Mistress Nancy. This is just Mr. Know-It-All.
I know all, and I'm going to impart some of my knowledge on you peasants out there.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The first one is these are going to be handy-dandy little kitchen tips that will change your life.
Really?
Absolutely.
I want to be changed. Change me.
Did you know that you can freeze oatmeal in muffin tins?
Aha,
no. See, you didn't.
I didn't know that.
If you can't stand the flavor of instant oatmeal, but you don't have time to make the old-fashioned oatmeal every morning, make a big batch over the weekend, put it into a muffin tin, freeze, then put them into a resealable freezer bag, and when you want oatmeal in the morning, throw it in a microwave, you're good to go.
That's a pretty good idea.
I'm telling you, Mr. Know-It-All.
I don't eat oatmeal. I don't eat oatmeal, but that would be a good idea.
If you did, yes, that would be a good idea.
It would be a very good idea.
Did you know that there is a simple trick for measuring gooey ingredients?
Yeah, I think I do know.
Well,
spraying Pam on something.
Oh,
when you put it in.
You ruined it.
I did. I won.
Oh,
did
man.
I win something? Did I win?
Yeah, you win 10,000 points.
No. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, you know how you want to get honey or something, you have to measure it, and half of it stays on the spoon, and it's a nightmare.
Or in your measuring cup.
Yeah, like you said, just spray it with Pam.
And it'll come right out.
Yes,
it'll plop out like easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty smart.
That's good, Mrs. Know-It-All. Did you know that you can freeze bananas?
Yeah, because I love frozen bananas.
Yeah, but, okay.
Can you freeze them with chocolate and nuts on them? Of course you can.
But a better way to freeze them is you divide them up into 1-inch chunks and put them on parchment paper. And then you can do anything you want to with them.
Then you get more chocolate.
That's right.
You dip them in chocolate and nuts and you get more of the nuts and the chocolate and little slices. That's a good idea.
Now, another handy
dandy. But you didn't think of the chocolate and the nuts, did you?
You know, Mr. Know-It-All cannot divulge all of his secrets.
You didn't think of it. I did.
No, he has to have some secrets. Otherwise, you know, all of this stuff gets unleashed upon the world. It could be too much.
I just gave away one of my secrets then, because I love chocolate-covered bananas with nuts on them.
Well, how many times have you tried to fill a pastry bag and it falls over and goes over on everything?
I don't use any.
Work with me here.
Okay. Millions of times, my love.
That's exactly what I thought.
Exactly.
And I have the way to stop that.
How do you stop that?
You put the pastry bag in a glass and fold it the top over the glass and you pour the stuff in there. The glass will keep it from topping over.
Now, if they could come up with that for a big gallon Ziploc bag when I put leftovers in it, like gravies and stuff, so I can freeze it, because I'm always calling you in to hold the bag.
Put it in a big Tupperware bowl. See, Mr. Know-It-All did it again. Finding solutions is what I do for kitchen problems. These will change your life.
I don't think it'll work in my Tupperware bowl.
Did you know, okay, how many times have you had ice cream in a freezer for like 3 years? And it gets that.
It never lasts with you, my love.
You know, when you get that, it gets freezer burnt and you get that ice crystals and gooey and stuff and gummy.
I never have it in there.
Well, if you did, you know how you can stop that?
How?
You turn the ice cream container, like the little pint container, turn it upside down.
And you won't get it?
Nope, because the ice will form on the lid. It will go down. It won't go into your ice cream.
So then you can keep your ice cream for years and then it'll just be rubbery ice cream and not icicle.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you're cutting stuff in the kitchen, the cutting board slips around and spins around and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's a pain.
Ah, I will solve that problem for you.
Okay, solve it.
You take a damp dishcloth and put it underneath it. It'll stop it from spinning around.
That's a good idea. I never thought of that.
See, this is why I am Mr. Know-It-All.
You know, you're going to be hard to live with after this.
I know all.
I'm Mystical Mistress Nancy.
But you have to open an envelope. See, I know it without the envelope.
Oh, okay.
This one is just magic.
Now, sometimes I don't really open up the envelope when I make a boo-boo.
Do not interrupt Mr. Know-It-All.
I'm sorry.
I'm on a roll.
Okay, you're on a roll. You're on a roll, a Kaiser roll with sesame seeds on it or poppy seeds? I'm in that kind of mood. I'm sorry.
This one is magic. Okay. I don't know how it works, but it does.
Okay.
At least that's what it says on the internet. So.
And everything's true on the internet.
You know, you have brown sugar in your cabinet for like a year, and it turns into a brick.
Yep.
You know how to stop that? Not stop it, but after it does that, how to fix it?
I heard it once, and I forgot it. It kind of went in one ear and out the other.
Doesn't surprise me.
There's nothing there to catch it.
I wish I would have said that, but no.
But good thing you didn't, because you'd be in trouble then, my love.
What you do, you stick a marshmallow in it.
Oh, that I didn't hear. A marshmallow?
See, yes, you stick a marshmallow in it. I don't know why, but it works.
Really?
That's what the internet says.
Marshmallow. I always have marshmallows for a fireplace.
See, and if it's on the internet, it has to be true.
Not necessarily.
This,
you know, what I was thinking of doing is sticking some of those things that you get with your pills from the pharmacy. They have it in the bottle, and it keep from moisture with your pills, and throwing it in there because I can't stand after I bake at Christmas. Then 6 months later, the thing's like brick hard.
Nope. Wrong.
I'll get a marshmallow.
Stick
and try
a marshmallow
that.
And try it.
I will.
All you listeners out there, try it and let us know.
Okay.
The next one is genius.
Okay.
How many times have you said to yourself, I want to make a panini, but I don't have a panini maker?
Well, I...
Let me ask you this again. How many times have you said, I want to make a panini, I've got taste for a panini, but I don't have a panini maker?
Okay. Millions of times.
Exactly.
I don't have a panini maker, but I know how to make one.
See, well...
With what I got.
This is
sorry.
This will change your life.
Okay. Change my life.
You take the sandwich and you wrap it up tightly with tinfoil.
Okay.
You turn an iron on high and you go for it.
Are you kidding me?
Mr. Know-It-All would not kid about something like that. Think about it.
I don't like ironing. I wouldn't take it out for a sandwich. I don't even know where my iron is. I don't use it, but maybe once a year.
But think about it, though. You know, you just smash it down with the iron and it's hot.
Do you put it steam on it?
No.
I know. Just being silly.
See, this is serious stuff.
I'm trying to be serious. It's very hard when you didn't get much sleep because you're tired and you've had a long night.
Wine.
So you use an iron.
Yes.
Wow. Can't use a waffle maker, huh? Just stick it in there?
That will give you a bumpy panini, which is not good.
I'm just wild about smorgasbord. I got a craving for smorgasbord.
And now here's Nancy with some little tidbits from the food world, and it'll kill 27 minutes. Take it away, Toots.
Okay. This is something I found on the internet.
So it's got to be true.
It's true. Of course it's true. Everything's true when you get it off of the internet.
And actually, I did hear this on Channel 9 also.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you can keep me honest.
Okay, I will.
After debuting Flippy, the burger flipping robot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Started a new gig at Cali Burger in California. And he is now gone. Lost his job.
Poor Flippy.
Flippy didn't flip his burgers too fast. Flippy flipped out.
So that'd be kind of cool. A place in California, they had a robot flipping burgers?
Yeah, I mean...
How cool is that?
You're saving money for people who have to be paid per hour, and he wasn't flipping fast enough for them.
And poor Flippy got fired?
Flippy got flipped out.
Aww.
Flipped out of Pasadena
poor Flippy.
Location and pulled the plug.
So he's on the unemployment line?
He's on the unemployment line. His little robotic arm is just sitting there waving hello to everybody in the window. And that's it for my smorgasbord.
You know, I just looked at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Summer shower, drying wallet soaks the flowers. Maybe we'll be caught for hours, waiting out the sun. You and me were gabbing away, dreamy conversation, sitting in the hay. Honey, how long was I laughing in the rain? Cause I didn't feel a drop till the thunder brought us to.